First of all, next Tuesday, as I mentioned before, there's going to be a guest speaker from Meditech. And he's coming in to talk about jobs and careers and all that good thing in the field. Later on in the semester, you're going to be doing an assignment. One of the assignments that you're going to be doing is on soft skills and trying to find out what soft skills are being heavily used in, kind of based on that survey you did the first day of class where you looked at those are called soft skills. And you looked at that survey and answered the questions on that survey, and it's going to come back where I'm going to ask you to do some more work on it. So what I'm suggesting is when he comes in, somebody might ask him a question about soft skills and find out a little bit about his opinion on that, because I think you'll find it valuable to include in the project that I'm going to be giving you on that later in the semester. So ask him about soft skills. Related to that, probably sometime by the beginning of next week, you'll get an email from me that will assign you a mentor. Now, the mentor is an alumni that has graduated from this department, from the CIS department, and is working in the field. And your first job will be to contact them via email. They're an email mentor, basically. Contact them via email and find out about their job. You know, ask them questions about what they do and all that good stuff. And then you're going to be writing a paper for me based on your conversation with them and some research I'm going to ask you to do. So
you'll... How much does that paper count for towards your grade?
I don't know. About the same as homework does. You know, homework counts usually, and it depends on how much homework I give. Homework usually ranges from 3 to 5 points, depending on whether it was easy homework or hard homework. So it usually ranges from 3 to 5 points each. And the paper probably is at the high end of that. Might even be 6, who knows. As I said, I don't assign the numbers till I've got how many things I gave you throughout the semester. Then I figure out the numbers. But the range is usually 3 to 5, and most 3 to 6. So, anyway. That's that. Okay, then Thursday will be a help session in here from 9:30 until 2. Jess will be here for the whole day. And it's basically come, and then you can ask her questions if you have questions. Okay, and that's what it is she's here to answer questions. So that question that, you know, you run into as you're doing the homework and you say, I'd like to be able to ask somebody that, well, that's what Jess is here for. So my suggestion is that you come in and work as much as you can that day and try to get caught up. Okay, the following week is vacation, and if you think vacation is for college students, you're wrong. Vacation's a catch-up time. Okay, they are not vacations. So, therefore, between the 2 weeks, hopefully you will come back after vacation all caught up, and I will be in such trouble because you'll have sent me so much homework that I will be way behind. But that's a good situation to have you caught up and me behind. So next week is a hybrid week. I'm going to be away. And so you will have a guest speaker the first day, and the second day we'll have a help session. Okay? Now, I am probably going to post a quiz that is... But that's the only thing that I was planning to post. So there'll probably be a quiz, so go and check for that. I was going to put it this week, and then I decided no, I thought I'd postpone it. Okay. Down below in the assignments, notice there's an extra credit assignment. If you need extra credit because you haven't done something or you're way behind or whatever, that's an extra credit assignment, and periodically I post extra credit assignments. So you can go and do that assignment, and that's an extra credit. Okay? In other words, it's not required. inside the assignment, because in the past I gave it as an assignment. It says everyone has to do it, but ignore that, it's extra credit, is what I'm saying. But I didn't go back and fix that. Okay, so what we're going to do today is continue on with JavaScript. And so I'm looking at, remember this practice exercise that we went through, okay, where we went through and you played computer and figured out the answer. Now what we're going to do is we're going to look at it in JavaScript. So I'm going to go in here and I'm saying while solution to problem one. Okay, so I'm going to open that. And there's the answer, which is 4815, and we know that's the right answer, if we remember. And I'm going to look at view page source. Okay, so there is the code. And what I want to look at is how I turned the pseudocode that I had over there into code, okay? So I started out and I had the HTML, and this time I put in the head and the body. As we've seen, a lot of times I haven't done that. I've just put it inside the script, but it's probably nicer to have head and body. So I put in head, title, JavaScript, and close the head, and then I put the body, and down at the bottom I close the body. So now I said script type equals text JavaScript. Well, the first thing it did over there was I defined four variables. And so I am defining the four variables here. I did not put the word var in front of them. You can get away without doing that. Okay, that's one of the things that JavaScript forgives you for. Probably it's a better idea to write var, but just so people know it's a variable. But if I just do that, it will define them as variables anyway. So I don't have to have the word var there. So I set up the four variables, and I gave them all initial values. And I had to put a semicolon at the end of them. Okay, so then I was ready to do the loop, and I decided to do a while loop. So I said, while second num is less than or equal to third num, just like I had over there. And then I needed to put in the curly braces to enclose what I want to do in the while loop. So I've got my curly braces there. Okay. Then I said, if first num is greater than 500, which is exactly what I have over here. The first num is greater than 500. And then if it is, I put what I want to do if it's true inside the curly braces. So I have to add in those curly braces. And I said first num equals first num times 2, which is exactly what I had over there. Second num equals second num plus 1, which again is exactly what I had. Then I put the else, and I put another set of curly braces to hold the next two things. Now, over in the pseudocode, I wrote end if when the end if was over, and I wrote end when the loop was over. Here, it's the curly braces that tell me it's over. So when the bottom curly brace on the if has come in, then I know the if is done. This is what I want to do if it's true inside these curly braces. This is what I want to do if it's false inside these curly braces. So the if is done. And then the while has its own set of curly braces. And so when I hit this, I know the while is done. And it will loop back. So as soon as I hit this last curly brace, I loop back and I check again to see if I should do it. When I finally find out that I shouldn't do it, then I drop out below the curly brace, which is below what I'm supposed to do inside the loop. And I write the result equals, and I do the result, and then I do document write, and I display it. So basically, if you do a good job on pseudocode or flowcharts, the translation into the program is fairly straightforward. You just have to know how do you set up the structure for an if. I need to know that the if has to be in parentheses when it's in JavaScript. That what I want to do, if it's true, has to be in curly braces. That I need a semicolon at the end of each line, except I don't need it on the while or the if, because the while and the if are not complete. Okay, the while is do everything in here, so it's not complete. The if is do everything in here, so it's not complete. So I don't put a semicolon at the end of those because they're not done. Questions? I'm going to ask you to do a bunch of these. The ones you did for homework, I'm going to ask you to turn them into JavaScript. So if you have questions, now would be the time to ask. Going, going, gone. Okay. That's JavaScript exercise, right? Okay. So now the second way I did it is I did it with a do while. So if I look at the view the source, okay, now the only thing I changed in here was I now have the word do up here, and I move the condition down to the bottom. So I said while second num is less than or equal to third num. Okay, so that's the only change that I made. And it will work either way. Okay, remember the difference between these is that the do will always do it once. Well, I want it to do it once, so that's fine. And the condition is such that it will always do it once anyway, given the data that I set up. Because I set up second num at 5, and I set up third num at 12, and it will always do it because 5 is less than 12. So it will always do it at least once, whether I ask the question up top or down at the bottom. Okay. Questions? And then I did the second problem, which is down here. And I did that one. And so that one got me an answer of 132,430. And I did that here. Okay, so I came in, and this one is controlled by count, while count is less than 6. And I said, okay, work answer equals first num plus second num. I added, then I asked the question. And after the question, I increased count by 1 before I ended the loop. Let's see if it's going to let me go off. No, it's not. It's been temperamental, and I don't quite know why. Okay. Questions? So the while is all embedded inside the curly brace right before the while and the last curly brace. The if has what I do if it's true embedded in curly braces, what I do if it's false embedded. After the if, I drop out of the if and add 1 to count. Then I hit the bottom curly brace, which says go back. Okay. Questions? Our fifth woman. questions? Oh, guys, you did so much better the other day when you were asking questions.
We're just soaking it all in.
Yeah, right.
We're educational sponges.
Okay, and again, the only difference here is I've got the do up at the top, and I move the condition down to the bottom. And it works the same way. That's the only change that I made. Okay. So I've basically written the code that goes with the pseudocode. Now that's why people do flowcharts and pseudocode. Because once you've figured out the logic and you've got it figured out, then it's awfully easy to translate it. You just have to understand some of the rules. But it's awfully easy to translate it. Okay? Logic is the hard part. Writing it in the language is actually the easy part, as I've said before. Once you know the language. Okay? A little bit hard when you're learning the language. So maybe you get to say they're equally hard. But once you know the language, that becomes automatic. But figuring out the logic for each problem that you have to solve is where you have to put in your effort. You know, once you've solved the problem and figured out what you're going to do, then translating it into a language that you know is very easy. Emphasis on that you know. Okay, so I got a lot of enthusiasm over that. Okay, so now we're going to go back in and look at some more programs under JavaScript. Okay. Where I was is I had finished everything up to here, and we were going to, I asked you to work on this one and fix it. Okay, final totals. Okay, so that was the code that we had, and we needed to fix this. So I'm going to take that out and put it into Notepad. And make it bigger. Okay, so now I want to figure out who won. So, what am I going to write down here?
Winner.
You worked on this Tuesday, remember? Hello? So.
I have something. If parentheses player 1 entry is greater than player 2 entry parentheses message equals.
Do I want player 1 entry?
Player 1.
No.
I want player 1 total.
Oh, player 1 total.
Okay. If I check player 1 entry, then I'm looking at the last entry, not at their total. I'm comparing to see who won the last entry. But every time I went through this, I added entry to total and put it back into total. And so it's total that I want to compare. Okay? So I'm going to say total. So I'm saying player one total. Okay, now here I've got a lot of choice. Okay, you said less than. You said less than, or what did you?
Greater than,
okay. So here I have a lot of choice. I've got three situations I've got to look for. Less than, greater than, or equal to. Doesn't matter which one I ask first. I can ask any one of them first. So you said greater than, so I'm going to say greater than. And what am I comparing it to?
Player 2 total.
Player 2 total. So I'm going to compare it to that. And I need to have those in parentheses. The condition has to be in parentheses. Okay, so if it's true, I'm putting down the curly brace. And what am I going to do at this point? Okay, message is a good way of going. Message equals what?
Player 1, player 2.
Okay, anything like that. Player 1.
Wins,
okay. Yeah, I like the shorter the better. Okay, so player 1 wins. Okay, so that's what I've got there for my message. Okay. Now I'm coming over here, and what am I going to put on this line? Else.
Oh, else, player 2.
Okay, so now I can again, I'm going to put in the curly braces. Now, a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to put in both curly braces now, just so I remember it. So a lot of people, if you look at things, will put in both curly braces. Okay? So now I want to say, okay, what do I want to do inside this else statement?
Player 2 total is greater than...
Well, what am I going to write? The first thing I got to write.
If.
So I've got to write in no capital. If. Okay? So player 2 total... You said? Somebody said.
Is greater than player 1.
Okay, that's fine. I would not have done it that way, but that's just because that's the way I would have done it. I would have done the less than comparison. So I would have kind of, since I started out saying player 1 is greater than, I would have said, okay, now is player 1 less than. But this is perfectly fine. It's just whatever you come up with. Because now you're saying, okay, if player 2 is greater than player 1, so that will tell me that player 1 won, right? So I'm going to say here, player 2 won, right? Sorry. Message equals player 2 wins, right? Okay, now what do I put down below this?
Else. Else player one total plus, and player two total are equal to one another.
Right. So tie. That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay. So message is going to say tie. Okay, so I'm saying that it's a tie. And there I have my situation, okay? So, again, you always want to count your left curly braces and your right curly braces and make sure you have the same number, just as a check. So I've got 1, 2, 3 of those and 1, 2, 3 of the other, so at least I have a chance of being right. Okay? If I'm missing one, then I am going to get the white screen of death. So I want to be very sure that I have the same number. Okay, did anybody see anything we did wrong? Okay, now who knows who won at this point? Memory has a message that tells, but the world doesn't know. So what do I have to do? No, because there's only that if one isn't bigger than the other, there's only one possibility left. They got to be the same. Okay, I've got 3 possibilities: greater than, less than, or equal to. Well, we happened to test 2 greater thans, but we reversed it, so it's really like less than. Okay, so I don't have to ask about the third thing, because if player 1 isn't bigger than player 2, and player 2 isn't bigger than player 1, they've got to be equal. So I don't have to ask the question. Would it be wrong to ask the question? No. It's just that it's not necessary and it's a lot of extra work. Okay? So, now I've got to tell the world who won, so I need to put out a document right message. Okay? Because I need to tell the world who won. Message was just a memory variable, but nobody would know who won unless I put the message up on the screen. When I'm storing things, I'm storing it in message, but I'm not putting it up on the screen. Okay? So, I'm going to save this. File, save as. And I guess I'll put it on that drive so that I have it. Who won? .html. Okay, so if you have a game that you wanted to do, in this point, it's just keeping track of the score. It doesn't have a game. But this could be incorporated into an actual game so that you keep track of who wins and who loses. All we did here is have people enter scores that they got. Okay, so I'm going to try this and see if we manage to get it right. So I'm going to say file... open file, and I called it what?
Who won.
Who won, thank you. I have this horrible thing of I named something and then I don't remember what I did. Okay, so 5 points, 6 points. Do I want to play again? Yes. 2 points, 8 points. Do I want to play again? No. Player two wins. Okay.
So
now, say that again.
It's not over the white skin of death, but I mean, is it because I have mine on those things? Did you have to enter the scores here?
You have to enter the scores then when you came up to get the prompt.
Yeah.
We could have added a BR to the breaking the line.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. Okay. Now I look at this and it's not too pretty, right? So I'm going to go back and I'm going to put in a BR. Okay, so I can put the BR a lot of different places. I could incorporate the BR inside the telling the message. I could incorporate the BR down here, or I could do a separate document write that said BR. So I have a lot of different approaches that I can take. So again, I can put the BR in here because it's inside quotes. So now I've got a BR inside all of my messages. So that means that after it writes the message, it's going to break. Okay? But that's not what I really want because I don't have anything coming after that. So, I could, if I put the BR at the beginning, then I am going to break before I write it. And that's what I appear to need, right? I need to break before I write it. So I can put the BRs all in here. And then I break before I write it. Okay. So if I do a file save, now the other place I could have put the BR is down in the document right. But if I put it in there, I'd have to have done it this way. Okay, before I write the message, do a BR, and it has to be inside quotes. And so then I either need to concatenate it with message or I need a comma separator. It doesn't matter which I put in. But if I'm putting out two distinct things, I either need the plus to concatenate or the comma separator. And it doesn't matter which one I do. So how many bricks am I going to get now when I put it out?
Four.
Well, no, because I'm only going to get one of these. I'm either going to get the play one wins, play two wins, or tie. So I'm only going to get one BR, because I'm only going to write one of those. But I'm going to get another BR right before I write the message. And the message is going to have a BR in it. So I end up getting two BRs. So if I come here and say refresh, and I put in 556, we'll say 78, 123, and what did I just do? Oh, I was supposed to answer yes or no. I didn't read the message, okay? But that works. Player 2-1, okay? Now, what went wrong there?
You get a double space.
Yeah, because I put it in twice, so I have two spaces, so I have a double space. So that didn't go wrong. Let's say I wanted that. Oh, this is the one where I do it this way. I lose track of which ones I'd have to set the font and which ones I get it. Okay, so here's what I've got right now. Notice the prompt. Do you want to play again, yes or no? And what does it do? It says up here, play while continue program equals Y. So what did I do? This prompt came up and I didn't read. So I entered another number. So it now has a number in continue program. It goes back up here, is continue program equal to a Y? No, it's equal to a number. So because it's equal to a number, it stops. In other words, it will only do that loop if I respond to this question with a capital Y. If I respond to that question with anything other than a capital Y, it will stop. Because I said do the loop while continue program equals a capital Y. So I didn't read. I put in a number. A number is not a capital Y, so it stopped the loop. Okay? Could I have made it so that that would have prompted me again? Yes, but we're not going there because that's getting a level higher than I want to be right now. So we're going to just leave it that you better read, okay? And if you want a capital Y, you have to enter a capital Y. If you follow directions, you're fine, because I asked for a Y or an M. Capital Y means I'll continue. Capital N means I won't. But anything else means I won't either. Questions. Ask me questions if it's not making sense, please. Yes?
I got the white screen as death, but I don't see anything wrong. It's showing something in red, but I don't see anything different than what's up there.
Yeah, okay. I will try to look at it to the end, so keep it and work on something else.
I got it saved anyway.
So. Okay, so I can look at it.
Yeah.
You did something stupid.
Something,
I mean, that's what it...
Something stupid is in there.
That's right.
But
you know,
I do
stupid things all the time. I leave out quotes. I leave out this. I do that. You know, but stupid errors are wonderful things. Because usually those you can find. You did something callous, you did something. What I don't like is an error that's not a stupid error, because that means I did something seriously wrong, and I've got to do a lot of digging to find out what I did.
What I like is it's marking it in red, so it's showing me where it is. I just can't figure it out.
So, okay. Alrighty. Now we are going to go and look at some of the other examples. If I can ever get all of this stuff closed. Okay, so the next thing I'm looking at a MathFacts while. Okay. on this one, I want to write out the math fix. So I said, okay, I'm just going to write 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 3 plus 3. So I'm saying do this while count is less than or equal to 3. So that means 3 is going to be the biggest number. Then I said inside the loop, answer equals count plus count. Well, count is starting out at 1, so answer is going to be 2 the first time, right? Because 1 plus 1 is 2. So I'm going to say, okay, answer is 2. Document right. Now look at my line here. I said write count, which gets me a 1, concatenated with space plus space. So that got me the plus sign. Concatenated with count again, that got me the other 1. Concatenated with space equals space, that got me the equals. Concatenated with answer, concatenated with a break. And again, I put the slash in there, but you don't need the slash. That's an XHTML, just plain BR is fine. If you look at the slashes, you can tell when I wrote it. If I wrote it a few years ago, I tend to have the slashes in there. If I wrote it recently, I don't. So, then it writes it out and it adds 1 to count. It goes back. Is count less than or equal to 3? Yeah, because count's now a 2, right? So, I go in here and I say answer equals 2 plus 2, which is 4. I do another document write that writes out 2 plus 2 equals 4. I add 1 to count. I go back. Count is a 3. Is that less than or equal to? Yes, it is. So it goes in. It says answer is 6. It does a document write of 3 plus 3 equals 6. And I add 1 to count, which is now a 4. I go back. Is count less than or equal to 3? No. So I'm out of here. And at the bottom, I write the end of the math fix. But notice that's outside the script, just like MathFax was outside the script. We have not done much with that before. We've just had script. But now I want to kind of show you that this can be embedded inside regular stuff. So I have an HTML statement that says write out MathFax. Then I go into the script, do my thing. And when I'm done, I come out and I have an H2 that writes out the end of the math facts. Could have made it a paragraph. Could have made it anything I wanted to. But I am telling it that I am now writing this as pure HTML. If I wanted to write those inside the script, how would I have had to write them? I'd have to have a document write, right? Because inside the script, when I want to put something on the screen, I have to say document write. Outside the script, I can just put it up because it's plain old HTML. But if it goes inside the script, I've got to put out document write. I have to put it inside document write. So I could take this whole thing and put it inside parentheses on the document write, and parentheses and quotes, and it would write out exactly the same thing.
You said if it goes inside the script, you have to read the document write?
Yeah. So if I take this, and I come over here, and I put it in Notepad, and I paste it. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that line and copy it. And inside the script, after the while loop, but it's still inside the script, I'm going to put out document.write, and I am pasting that inside. Now notice it's inside the parentheses, and it's also inside quotes. Okay, so I've pasted that inside. Now if I save this, file save as, I'll call it math1.html. Okay. Okay, and I did a save, right? Yes. Okay, so now I'm going to go in and say file, open file, and I'm looking for math 1. I remember this time. There's math 1, and notice what I've got. I've got that written twice, because I didn't take it away down at the bottom. Oh, this is the other one. No, I did do Control++. I don't know why it didn't take. So now I've got it twice. I've got it inside the script, and I've got it outside the script. Now, which is easier? The one outside the script. Which is why, if I have a choice, I write it outside the script and not inside. But sometimes, this one I did not have a choice on, document write count plus and everything. That one I didn't have a choice on, because that was inside a while loop and I was generating data inside the script. So I couldn't put that outside. But my little header and my little goodbye thing, I can put outside, so I can choose to write it at the bottom of the script, or I can choose to write it outside the script. It's my choice. So, in other words, inside the loop, I was doing something that specifically needed JavaScript. Writing out the line did not need JavaScript. So, I can choose to do that just in HTML. I've got some confused looks. They should be accompanied with a question. Questions? You can talk to me instead of yourself.
Just thinking. You don't have to put the document writing's harder, so why would you?
You can
use either or in JavaScript?
You can use when you're just doing a document write of facts, yes. Now, if I wanted to do a document write inside the loop, then I had to do it inside the loop.
Okay.
But if I want to do it outside, or at the bottom, or at the top, I mean, this one could have been moved in and done right at the top before the wire. Okay, and it's fine. One of the most complex parts of programming is they don't give you a hard and fast rule to do much of anything. A lot of it is, you could do it this way, or you could do it this way, or you could do it another way. And you got to kind of figure out which way you want to go. Okay. There's a lot of flexibility. Alrighty. Then I will move on. Now this one is starting to get complicated.
The nested.
Okay. So now we are going to really take a look at logic. What I've got going on here now is the other one was lovely, but that's really not math facts. Math facts goes 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, and so forth. That's how you do math facts, right? Math facts goes 1 plus 1, 1 plus 2, 1 plus 3, and keeps going like that. Okay, so what I've got here, and it's not going to let me write for some reason, so I'm going to go over here and put it in where it will let me write. Okay. So what I've got is I've got a count, and I've got a count in. And notice I've got two while loops. One inside the other. I'm setting count to 1. I'm not setting count into anything up top. I could have, but I didn't. So I dropped in to this loop, and this loop goes from here down to there. Okay? So I dropped into the loop, and I said count in equals one. So now I've set count in. And I say, while count in is less than or equal to 3, do this loop. So it goes in and it says, okay, answer equals count plus count in. So answer is now a 2, right? Count plus count in is a 2. So then I said, okay, document right. Count plus, and this time I didn't put spaces around the plus. Last time I did, probably looks nicer with spaces around it, but I didn't do it this time. So I said, write count plus the plus sign, concatenated with count in, concatenated with the equal sign, concatenated with the answer. And then I add one to count in. And I go back up to this inner loop and I check. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yeah, it is. So I go in and I say, okay, answer equals, and answer's now a 3. And then I say, okay, write out, document write, and you can see the second line is written, 1 plus 2 equals 3. And that's what I'm writing here, 1 plus 2 equals 3. After I write it, it says add one to count in. So I do, and I go back to the inner loop. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yeah. So I add them together, and I have a 4, and I write out 1 plus 3 equals 4, and I add one to count in. So now I go back. Is count in less than or equal to 3? No. So at that point, I drop out, and I drop out of the loop, and I come to this point right here, okay? And I say change count to be 2. And then I go back up. And when I get back up there, it says, is count less than or equal to 3? Yeah. So I go in, and the first thing I do is I reset count in, because I want to go 3 plus 1. Okay? So the point is that when I loop back, count in doesn't get reset. But when I hit it on a, when I hit the inner loop on a drop down, I need to reset count in, because when I hit it on a drop down, I want to reset count in, because now I'm starting out with 2 plus 1. Yes?
So what you're saying, as soon as you drop out of the second loop and you go back to the first loop, it's almost like entering back into a new loop?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because now I want to have 2 plus 1. If you look at the answers, I want 2 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 2 plus 3. And then when I get count up to a 3, I want to change count in back to a 1 so that I can get 3 plus 1, 3 plus 2, 3 plus 3, plus 3. Okay? And that's how I code this to do this. Okay? Questions. So I go back in and it's now got 2 plus 1. 2 plus 1 is 3, so answer is now a 3. I document right out 2 plus 1 equals 3, which is the fourth line down. And then I add 1 to count in. So I'm now going to go through the inner loop, and count in is going to keep increasing. Okay, so I've now got 2. I go back. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. I add 2 plus 2 equals 4. Okay, so I write out 2 plus 2 equals 4. I add one to count in and I go back in. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I go into the loop. I add 2 and 3 and I get 5. And I write out 2 plus 3 equals 5. And then I add 1 to count in. When I go back, what happens? It's no longer less than or equal to 3. And so it adds 1 to count, goes back in up here, and is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Reset. So I reset. And I keep going through and doing that. Okay? This is probably the toughest logic that we've looked at. So if you have a question, ask. The best thing you can do for yourself is at some point sit down and actually take the time to go through this example on your own and see if you can, if the numbers are making sense to you. Because it really is, if you follow the instructions, it works. Okay? It works. And then what you've got to look at is, why did it work? And the why it worked is this outer loop was controlling one number. The inner loop was controlling the other number. And when I look over here, the outer number was this, which stayed the same for a while. So that means the outer loop was controlling that. It was staying the same. The inner one kept constantly changing. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And so the inner loop is controlling that. Because I do the inner loop every time. I only do the outer loop when I need to change count. As I said, this is fairly complicated stuff, so I would suggest that you really go through it at some point on your own. Questions? Are there no questions because you haven't a clue what to ask me? Or are there no questions because it's making sense?
Makes sense.
Well, that's why, as I said, I really would sit down and go through it on your own. And not just rely on this explanation, but go through it and play computer. I mean, when I play computer, at least for me, it becomes a lot clearer when I watch the numbers happen. And I actually play computer, and I do what it tells me to do, and change the variables the way it tells me to change them. It makes sense to me, okay? If I just read the code, I'm not promising it's going to make sense to me the first time. And I've been programming for a good many years. But if I go through something like this and play the numbers, then it starts making sense to me.
Don't go too high with the numbers. I just broke Firefox.
Pardon me?
I said, Don't go too high with the numbers.
Yeah, what is it that there is this compulsion to try to hit the zero key until,
limits.
Huh?
You have to test the
I don't comprehend that.
You have to test everything, know what works.
I don't comprehend that. No, the computer is going to, and it's not the program that's breaking. It's that you can't get to a certain point, you know, where JavaScript is breaking, basically, or the computer is breaking.
Don't approve that theory to gravity.
That's right. Okay, so now I am going to skip over these, and we will go back and look at them, but I'd like you to actually try to go through. This is two other ways to do this. And I'd like you to actually go through them on your own and try to find a figure out what it is. And maybe I'll go through them and put up a slide on it. So what I'm going to do is go down to the guess game, which is kind of going through the same type of thing. Okay, so I want to guess a game. Now I'm cheating. I am telling the number that the computer has picked up here. Okay, because it makes it easy for me to test if I know what the right answer is. Okay? So, I am going to put in a guess, and I'll say 5. Okay, and I know that's wrong. So I click OK, and it says your guess is too high, but it stops. Okay, if I go back, if I go back and play this again, this time 1 is the right answer. I'm going to enter 1, and it is going to tell me you got it. Yay. Now, my problem is that I am... I do not have a loop here. Okay? So I get a number, I guess it, I either get it right or wrong, it tells me, and I'm done. So, not much of a game, okay? In order to make this a game, I need a loop. But the next one we'll look at will have a loop in it. Okay, so I'm starting out, and I have here a variable called the random number. Now, all languages that I know of have something that will generate a random number for you. Okay, because it's pretty hard code to generate a random number. So every language I know of has a function that will generate a random number for you. And that's what this does. Math floor, math random, times 5, plus 1. Okay. What that is doing is generating a number between 1 and 5. So if you want a number between 1 and 25, you change the 5 to 25. If you want a number between 1 and 100, you'll change it to 100. If you want to break the machine, you'll keep pushing the 0 button 50 times, and you will have a random number breakdown, okay? So, right now, I'm guessing a number from 1 to 5. Now, I wanted to see the random number that it generated, so that's why I did the document right. Because if I know what number is generated, then I can test higher, lower, and equal better. If I don't know what number is generated, then I can't test my logic. Okay, obviously, if I was going to give this to somebody to play, I'd take out that line. Yeah.
The random numbers between 1 and 5?
Yes. Inclusive. So then I said document right DR, so I wrote a blank line. And then I said, okay, put up a enter your guess. And I put that up and I changed it to an integer to make sure it was a number. Because I'm going to be comparing it to a random number. I thought I'd like to have a number. So I said, okay, again, window.prompt is fine. I converted it right away to a parse integer. So I converted it to a whole number. So now I'm saying, if the random number equals my guess, do a document write that says, you got it. Else, if the random number is greater than the guess, say, okay, the number it chose is bigger than my number, so my guess is too low. Else, and again, there's only 3 possibilities, just like the one we looked at earlier today, greater than, less than, or equal to. So otherwise, your guess is too high. So I've given them feedback on what the guess is, but I'm not giving them another chance. Okay, so that's pretty dumb game. So now I'm going to go and look at the next example. And the next example says guess number 1 game. So the answer is 4, so I'm going to enter 5. And when I enter 5, it comes back and tells me my guess is too high. I'm going to enter 2, and it comes back and tells me my guess is too low. And then I will enter 4, and it's going to come back and tell me that I got it. Okay, so I've got a game going on here. Again, if you're doing this in Explorer, it's probably not working. Okay, because Explorer doesn't like pop-ups. And I'm taking the data in with a pop-up. And so you're probably not going to see it working correctly if you're using Explorer. Okay, so now I put in a loop. And this struck me as a good time to use a do loop, because I want everybody to do it once. So this means that it would be a good time to have a do loop, because a do loop says you have to do it once. And then I check to see if I'm going to do it again. So I put in a do loop. And inside the do loop, I got a guess. What did I do outside? Outside, I picked the random number. If I had put the picking of the random number inside the loop, what would happen? The number would change. Talk about frustrating. Okay? So you're supposed to pick a number, ha ha ha, or I'm going to change the number on you every time you guess. Not too fair. So, if I put the pick the random number outside the loop, then it only does it once. If I put it inside the loop, every time you try to guess, I change the number on you. Okay? Not a good plan.
Your guess keeps changing.
That's right. Not a good plan. So now I am saying, but my guess... Okay, the random number is generated once, but my guess is something I want to repeat. So I put that inside the loop. So I say, okay, document right, I just wrote a blank line. And then I said, get the guess. And now I'm comparing, just like I did in the other one. If the random number is equal to the guess, I put out. If it's greater than, if it's less than, then what do I do about repeating? I write down here... While the random number is not equal to guess. So, if they put in the right guess, it's not going to loop back because they're going to be equal. Explanation equal means not equal. So I'm saying loop back, try again if they are not equal. If they're equal, it's over. Yeah.
It's writing the number you're supposed to guess with a gray background. How do you avoid that?
Get rid of the document right of the random number.
Okay.
But as I said, I want it there while I'm testing.
Okay.
Because then I know whether it's working right. If I don't have it there, then I don't know what the random number was, so I don't know if it's working.
All right, I
got you. So I'm basically saying keep doing the loop while the random number is not equal to my guess. So as soon as it's equal to my guess, it stops. Okay? It keeps doing it as long as it's not equal. But this was a perfect time to have it have the check at the bottom, because I want them to make one guess. If they make the one guess and they get it, I'll never loop. I just went through it once. If they make a guess and they don't get it, I'll loop back and give them another chance to enter in the number. Okay? So I'll keep giving them chances until they get it. When they finally get it, I'm dropping out. Does that make sense? Okay, so now I said, all right, that's lovely. But what I really would like to do is have the user decide they wanted to play again. So the third one down is going to have the user decide. So I'm saying enter your guess. So I'm going to get it right this time. So I hit the 4, I got it right. And now it's coming back and saying, do you want to play again, yes or no? Okay, so I'm going to say yes, capital Y. And it says enter your guess. So this time I'm not going to get it right. I'm putting in a 5, it's too high. I put in a 1, it's too low. I put in a 3, it's too high. I finally managed to get the 2, and it's right. So now it's coming back and saying, do you want to play again, yes or no? I put in a yes, and I was taking pictures, so it didn't. Put in a yes, and I'm going to guess 1, and so I got it. And now I'm going to say no, so I'm out.
Do you have to hit capital N, or can you just hit any other?
Well, let's look and see, actually. Now, the last time I did it, I checked for equal to a Y, right? The last time I had that one that we did earlier today, where I said, do you want to do something again, Y or N? I was looking, they had to enter a capital Y. And I said they had to enter a capital Y. What about this one? Here's the question. Do you want to play again, Y or N? Do while play again is not equal to N.
Also, we'll keep going on and on and on unless you hit N.
Exactly. So this time I've set it up so that it will do it over and over and over again unless I hit N. Okay? So as a programmer, I get to decide which way I want to go. What's the default? Do I want the default for it to quit, or do I want the default to be it stays in? In other words, if they hit something other than a capital Y or N, do I want them to stay in, or do I want them to quit? Last time I wanted it to quit. This time I want it to stay in. So if they hit anything other than a capital N, I'm going to stay. And they're going to have to play again. Ha, ha, ha. Okay? If they manage to hit a capital N, then I'm out of here. Somebody had a question.
Laughing at your
ha. No, somebody a while ago had a question.
I think they could find better games to play.
Huh?
I think someone could find better games to play.
Yeah, but that would be a lot more code than what we can see in one screen. Okay, so now what have I got? I've got a loop within a loop. And I've got a do loop that goes with this while the random number is not equal to my guess. We already saw that, right? That was in the previous one. And I have an outer loop that goes with do you want to play again, and checking if play again is not equal to no. So I have an inner loop and I have an outer loop. So the inner loop is the game. And again, I've got to try to fix and make this board so that it actually lets me write again, but I can put it there. Okay, so the inner loop, which is from here to here, and is exactly what I had on the previous program we just looked at, this controls a game. Because I stop when they guess it correctly. So that's controlling a game. And that loop ends if they guess it correctly. When that loop ends, then I drop out and I put up this, do you want to play again, yes or no? And then I say, okay, if they didn't put in a capital N, I will go back. So this controls playing again. So this loop controls playing multiple games. If I only won one game, I didn't need that loop. That loop lets me play multiple games. Now notice where I put the generate the random number. if I had put this generate the random number outside both dudes, then what would it do? If I put it before both of the dudes, what would it mean? We got 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It would just keep generating a number, never enter the loop.
No, it would enter the loop.
Would it generate its own random number?
No. It would generate the number once.
Exactly.
Not again.
Right? It would generate the number once. So I'd play the game and it would be the same random number. And I'd play again and it would be the same random number. And I'd play again and it'd be the same random number.
Boring.
Because it's boring, right. So if I put it outside the do, then it generates the random number before it goes into the loop. And so it will have one number. In order to get another number, I'd have to stop the game and restart it. And then I could get another number.
That number would be between 1 and 5.
Pardon me?
That number would be.
Yeah, it would be whatever it chose. And it would go on and on and on and on with that same number. By putting it in the outer loop, but not in the inner, it means whenever I answer the question, do you want to play again? And it goes back, it will get a new random number to go with, I want to play again. But I didn't put it in the inner loop because we've already discussed why I don't want it in the inner loop. If I put it in the inner loop, then every guess will get a new random number and my game will be even less fun than you thought it was. Okay? So that's what I need to have in there. Questions? Okay. Your assignment for this week is to write some programs in JavaScript. And this time, I've got the first three of going back to that exercise you did and writing the program. So, if when you did that exercise, you're still fighting with one of those that isn't right, you're now writing the program to generate the right number, so you better get it right at that point. Okay, because you're now writing the program to generate the right number. So I want you to do those three, and then there are three things down below that I want you to write also. And these all involve loops. Okay. So again, I'm gone next week. We have a guest speaker on Tuesday and help day on Thursday.
This is due when?
Next Thursday. But, okay, since I'm going to be away, this doesn't have to be passed in until after vacation. I'd like it to come in fairly soon, but basically so that if you have questions.
Did you
again? Yeah.
I gave the extra credit a while before I came into class today.
Yeah.
And I sent it in. Could I try to do it again?
Sure.
I learned it before.
Yeah, no, sure, absolutely. And just when you send it to me, say in the subject line, you know, I decided I wanted blah, blah, whatever.
Yep.
But give me the explanation, is what I'm saying.
Alrighty, thank you.
Because if you think I remember anything, you're wrong.
Priscilla, is Jessica going to be here after school today or no?
Yes.
She is?
Yep.
2 o'clock?
Yep. I'm leaving, but she'll be here at 2, and she's doing 2 and 4 and 5 to 7.
Cool beans.
Okay, so she'll be here.
Sam.
Oh, yeah.
It's rather warm in this classroom today.
Yes, they don't quite have the heat regulated too well, ever. Occasionally we get lucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a good